Welcome back to Gracie Meets. The motto for the United States Postal Service is neither snow, nor rain, nor heat, nor gloom of night stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds. This means that no matter what happens, these mail carriers will make sure you receive your letters and packages. Nothing will stop them from bringing their customers joy, not even a flood or snow. To get some information about this little talked about job, I've invited Miss Verinda Smith, my local mail carrier, onto the show today. Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, you know, I'm a mail carrier, and I have two kids, and other than that, I enjoy my job sometimes, and I enjoy being around people and meeting different people.
What do you think makes your job not normal?
A lot of times it depends. I guess the bad part about it is maybe the different things that you have to go through in order to get the job done that a lot of people don't know about. You know, everybody assume that it's just, we just deliver packages in the mail, but it don't entail all of that. It entails a lot because when I first get to work, I have to get the mail in order for me to come out here and get it to you guys.
So you have to sort it?
Yeah, sort it and put it in order, you know, opposed to my streets and all that kind of stuff. So it's not, everybody thinks it's just like we just go to work and then come outside, but it entails a whole lot more than that.
How often does your job change?
Any job change with just say maybe yearly or just say if you have new people in charge, everybody try to do something different to make it better. You know, so it'll change. It depends on who's in charge or whatever like that. But other than that, it's pretty much the same thing. Just make sure everything customer service, make sure everything is good for everybody.
So do you try to make your part of the job unique?
I try to satisfy. I think the type of person I am, I try to satisfy my customers because I think our job is really based on customer service. So if you get good customer service, you get good product. So you try to do that in order for people to continue to come to the post office.
Well, do you think there are any changes that are on the horizon that may affect the future growth of this job?
Yeah, it probably will. Just the competition, from Amazon, UPS, you know, everybody trying to compete to get the upper hand on everything so you can continue to stay in business. You know what I'm saying? So we have to compete with other people that do the same thing that we do. But the only unique thing about us is they don't go to every house every day, which we do because we deliver mail, which is important to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like the changes in technology would also kind of...
Yeah, it do. That do have a lot to do with it because a long time ago when I first started, because I've been in the post office almost 20 years, when I first started, first K-Last mail was really big. But now it's not because a lot of people do you pay your bills online, you order everything online. A lot of things do online, so they cut our mail in half, as far as delivering letters and stuff like that. So they kind of slow it down a little bit. But the only thing that help us out a lot is the packages and stuff like that. So, but other than that, that'll be the future just because of different technology.
What is the best part of your job in your opinion?
The people, because I really enjoy talking. You know, it's a lot of different people, and I enjoy that part, especially I'm out building a relationship with everybody's different, so you have a different relationship with people, and I think I like that a lot, just dealing with a lot of different people.
Yeah, so this is kind of one of those people jobs, right?
Yeah, you have to be a people's person, try to be, you know what I'm saying, I will try, you know, because to me, a lot of people don't look at it you just think we deliver mail, but a lot of times you build a relationship just with a person just because, you know what I'm saying, so you never know what kind of people you run into. I mean, you run into different type of people, but it's still a good job. I think I like it like that because I'm trying to be a people's person, customer service person. Yeah.
Is there a worst part of your job?
Probably the weather, because you have to do it in any type of weather. So other than that, just probably the weather. You have to, every day, the thing I do every morning, I look at the news just so I can see what the weather is, because, you know, it's up and down. Plus, we in Texas, so, you know, the weather be, you know, in the summer, we have some long summers. But I think it's better than me having to go out there and shovel snow, walk in ice. But it ain't too bad. So once you start doing it, you get used to it, so you know what to expect.
What does a person who would fit into this profession look like? because I know you talked about being a people person, but
is yeah, there I mean, it really is like it depends. To me, if you pick this career, just be ready to work. You know what I'm saying? Just as far as anything, like if it's not what you want to do, just make sure you have a passion for it. If that's what you want to do, you know what I'm saying? But it's a good job to have. Yeah.
If you could start all over, would you change your career path?
I probably would, because for one, I didn't finish college like I would have. If I would finish college, I probably wouldn't be here. You know what I'm saying? But it have provided good for my family. But if I think I used to want to be a police officer, and then I had ended up starting when I went to school for college for like almost 2 years, and like little things like that. Sometimes, like some days, you know, just say if I'm outside and it's hot, I'm saying, oh, I should have finished school and I could have did something different. You know, that's on every job. It has ups and downs. Yeah.
Well, why did you want to be a police officer?
I think at the time when I was in school, which was a long time ago, just for the change, just for like the community, just to see a difference in the community, because I always had the thing, like, I don't want everybody to think a police officer is bad because they're not. You know what I'm saying? Like that. Yeah.
So you knew you wanted to be in kind of the community.
Yeah. Like a community service kind of job. Yeah, because I like to deal with people.
Yeah. Is there a best time to pick this career, like age-wise? Or
to me, I think younger, because sometimes a job can be physically challenging. So I wouldn't advise nobody to start like you're 40 something. Start early. That way you know what you're doing and what it entail and the physical part of it, the physical labor of it, and then you're able to do it. So I say early as possible if that's the career you choose.
What is a piece of advice that you would give to a high schooler, either about the job or just about going into adulthood?
To me, I would tell you to like ensure that you go to school, and if whatever you pick, whatever career you pick, pick something that you're really interested in. And if you pick something you're interested in, opposed to something that you're not interested in, if you pick something you're interested in, to make it, your career might last longer because it's something you enjoy doing. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you be conscious, like, this is what I want to do, because you don't want to be at an age like you constantly switching jobs and you can't build your future, like, just for your retirement or like you want to start a family and stuff like that. But do something that you enjoy, and that'll make you want to go to work every day also.
Yeah, it's like whenever you do that just phrase, it's like,
yeah, because if you do something you don't like, then you're gonna go to work every day negative. You're not gonna think positive about it. So that, to me, if you go somewhere thinking, like, if you go into something thinking negative, you're not gonna enjoy yourself. So do something that you just put your mind to and want to do. And I always try to stay in school and help, you know, make sure you stay focused. You know what I'm saying? Don't lose track of what you want to do, because you can do anything you put your mind to.
Yeah, it's like that phrase where it's like, if you do a job that you really love, then you're not working a day in your life.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just like that. So if it's something you want to do, stick to it. Because even, you know, a lot of times people say, oh, this is what I want to do. But then if you're going to school or something, you're going to school, and you say, oh, I don't want to do it no more because it's hard. But if it's something that you want to do, it might be hard, but it might take you a little longer. But still stay focused and do it, because it'll pay off in the long run, because it'll be something that you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Opposed to something you don't want to do, because you don't want to ever wake up all your life, oh, I didn't want to do this. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to live like that. You know, just always think the positive. I always remember the positive outweigh the negative. You know what I'm saying? So don't ever think, oh, this, you don't want to be like that. Because, you know, you want to live your life happy. You young right now. Think like that. Think positive, and I'm telling you, it'll come out. It'll come to you. You know what I'm saying? Even if you just say, if you're a high schooler, when you get to college, you might feel like, oh, I want to do this, but then you want to change to something else. If that's what interests you, stick to it, and you can do it.
Well, that was some great advice, and thank you for letting me interview you.
Okay, no problem, Gracie.
Miss Verinda told us about all the hardships mail carriers go through that I didn't know about. Being a mail carrier is harder work than you would think. You have to be ready for any type of weather conditions, from extreme heat to hurricanes to floods. Plus, you have to be a people person. Next time you see your local mail carrier, go ahead and thank them for everything that they do for our communities. No normal person could go out and deliver mail in the middle of a winter or during a hurricane. But then again, show me a normal teenager. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. If you like Gracie Meets, subscribe so you can listen every time a new episode is dropped. And follow Gracie Meets on Instagram @gracie.meets. Tune in next Saturday for a magical interview with a magician.